Hi, this is Relate to the Bible podcast with Deborah Styling, a podcast that helps listeners realize the Bible is still relevant in the 21st century. Hello, this newest episode is called Two Israelite Men Sent to Spy Out Jericho. It covers Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 24. You can also find this at Books of the Bible in Smaller Chunks at https://Bible in Smaller Chunks, BibleInSmallerChunks.blogspot.com. The Lord had it on my heart to write this for people in our busy world. But in doing so, I'm ever mindful of Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, not to add to or take away from anything written in the Bible. So I had to be extremely prayerful before I ever started what the Lord had on my heart. And it and the answer I felt he gave me that was on my heart was that I'm just not supposed to change the meaning of any of the passages in the Bible. That doesn't mean that I can't add to understanding that meaning. I just can't change the meaning. So sometimes the Lord has it on my heart, has given me different ways to help understand that meaning better. Sometimes it's by using more current terms, sometimes by adding transition words, or sometimes it's telling who's speaking and who's being spoken to, because the word he and him are used a lot within the same passage, and it's sometimes tricky to figure out which person is speaking to the other. And at times I think it might be problematic, I will put that those within brackets. And I don't really tell you about those, although if you go to the website on the internet, the blog site, it will show brackets for most of those, because I'm an imperfect person and I may forget to do it sometimes, but a lot of the times it has brackets to show that. And if they're left out, it's unintentional. It's just my fallibility. And sometimes I might forget. The thing is that more major things that I put within brackets, I will tell you about. I'll say within brackets it says, and some of the things that might be within brackets that I will note, and on the internet it will be in a different color font, would be something that happened in a previous chapter that they're referring to, and you can't totally get the true meaning of the passage, the current passage, without knowing that previous event. Sometimes I'll briefly summarize this and put it within brackets, or sometimes I will have verses that briefly cover that, you know, to give you that information as well, just so that you have the full picture. I mean, those are the times that the Lord has it on my heart. Of course, for almost anything, there are previous times that relate to it, but not all of them are always as pertinent. So if the Lord has it on my heart, I'll try to include that, and I'll try to let you know by saying within brackets it says. Also, the Lord had it on my heart to put this in a table format, which does not affect the pod at all, because it just reads like I'm reading it. But for those that look at it on the blog site, it's in a table format, and since the Lord had it on my heart, I figure it's got positive benefit for some, and I don't think it would hinder others, but there's a reason that he had me do that, and hopefully you find it beneficial. I don't include repetitive text unless it changes the, unless it adds meaning or it's done for emphasis. But if it's just repetitive in nature, I don't include the repetitive portion when it's very clear what's happening. So in those cases, it affects the verse numbering. And so I don't put this is verse 8, this is verse 9, this is verse 10, this is verse 11. I put, like I share with you today, that this is Joshua, which is the book of the Bible. It's the second chapter, and it covers verses 1 through 24. So, you know, the vast majority of the pertinent information the Lord had on my heart to include here will be within this podcast. Also, there are times I condense, combine, and compress similar words. Let's see. If I come to a part where it's foretelling of a future event, I will say, ah, there's an asterisk. It's foretelling of a future event. And sometimes I can briefly summarize what that future event is afterwards, but sometimes it's either too far reaching or I can't do it briefly, and then those cases I won't. And if I ever get to a portion where Jesus is spoken, I will say, Jesus is saying this, these words are in red, because you can't technically see those. Also, this is primarily done through the King James Version Bible and lots of prayers. But at times, I will utilize BibleGateway.com, BibleHub.com, NIV Bible, Webster Dictionary, and other internet resources as necessary. Okay, two Israelite men sent to spy out Jericho, Joshua 2, verses 1 through 24. Joshua, Nun's son, sent two men out of Shittim to secretly spy, saying, go view the land of Jericho. They went and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and lodged there. The king of Jericho was told, saying, look, men from the children of, which is the people of Israel, came here tonight to spy out the country. The king of Jericho sent Rahab to Rahab and said, bring out the men who have entered your house and have come to stay with you to spy out all the country. The woman took the two Israelite men and hid them and said, men came to me and I didn't know where they were from. It happened when it was dark around the time they shut the gate that the men went out. Where they went, I don't know. Go after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. I want to clear something up. This is what Rahab said to the soldiers who came to her. She's saying this, and I'm going to say it again because I got to thinking that might not be really clear to you. So the woman, which is Rahab, took the two Israelite men and hid them. And then she said to the soldiers, men came to me, but I didn't know where they were from. It happened when it was dark around the time they shut the gate that the men went out. But really, in fact, they're hidden on top of her house under like stalks of like corn stalks and stuff. Okay. Where they went, I don't know. Go after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But really, she had brought them up to the roof of her house, and hid them with the stalks of flax that she had laid in bundles on the roof. It was flax, not corn. The men went after the two Israelite men to the Jordan River all the way. They went after them to look for them because that's where they thought they went. They went all the way to the fords. Shortly after the men went out to pursue the two Israelite men, they shut the gate. Before they lay down, Rahab came up to the roof to them, and she said, I know the Lord has given you the land, and your terror has fallen on us, and all the inhabitants of the land are faint-hearted because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, Sihon and Og, whom you totally destroyed on the other side of Jordan. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts melted and no more courage remained in any of the men because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and earth beneath. I pray that you therefore swear to me now before the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, you will also show kindness to my father's house and give me a token to show I can trust you. That is a symbol. That I can trust you that will say that you will save my father, mother, and my brothers and sisters and all they have and deliver our lives from death. The two Israelite men answered her, our lives are for yours only if you don't betray us and utter any of our business. It shall happen when the Lord has given us the land, we will deal kindly and faithfully with you. Then she let them down by a cord, kind of like a rope, through the window, for her house was on the town wall. She said to them, go down to the mountain and let the pursuers find you. Oh, lest the pursuers find you. Hide yourselves there for 3 days until the pursuers have returned. Afterward, you may go on your way. The two Israelite men said to her, look, when we come into your land, if you don't bind this line of scarlet thread in the window that you used to let us down, and you bring your father's your father, mother, brothers, and sister, and all your father's household down to you, we will be blameless of this oath that you have made us swear. Also, it shall happen if anyone goes out of the door of your house into the street, his blood shall be on his head, and we will be guiltless. But whoever is with you in the house, his blood shall be on our heads, if any hand is upon him. If you betray us and utter our business, then we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Rahab said, it shall be according to what you said. She sent them away, and they departed, and Rahab bound the scarlet thread in the window. The two Israelite men came to the mountain and stayed 3 days until the pursuers returned to Jericho. The pursuers had looked for them all along the way, but never found them. So the two Israelite men returned and climbed down from the mountain and passed over over the Jordan River and came to Joshua, Nun's son, and told him what had happened. They said to Joshua, truly the Lord has delivered all this land of Jericho into our hands, for even the inhabitants of the country are faint-hearted because of us. The next time I share a podcast, it will be over Joshua 3, verses 1 through 17, and I've titled it Crossing Over the Jordan River on Dry Land. Please share this with others. Thank you. Thank you for joining us at Relate to the Bible. I look forward to you joining us next time, where you will hear more examples of how you can relate the Bible in ways that are especially meaningful to you.